Horror Writers Podcast, episode number 25. Welcome to the Horror Writers Podcast, the show with two horror authors talking all things in the world of horror. I'm your host, Zach Bohannon, and with me, as always, is Jay Thorne. How you doing today, Jay?
Excellent, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. We've got like our first days that feel like fall here in Nashville. It's like 70 degrees in my house, so it's awesome.
A 70s fall in Nashville, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it's chilly outside, so I think it's 70 degrees in my house, but I think it's like down in the 60s outside. It's pretty chilly. I mean, comparatively to how it's been, so, you know.
Yeah.
But either way, it's been awesome. So yeah. So today, we are talking about books that we would like to see made into movies. But real quick before we get into that, I just want to remind everybody that we have our first Horror Writers Podcast book club episode on November 8th. And we will be recording that episode November 1st. So if you want to get in on that, you just need to make sure that you have read A Head Full of Ghosts by Paul Tremblay before that, at least before November 8th, if you just want to listen. But before November 1st, if you want to submit any questions or anything in particular you want us to talk about with it. So we got that. So today, like I said, we are talking about movie adaptations, or books we'd like to see in the movies. I think this has been a really, at least with different writers and stuff that I talk to, and people I've heard, I know this has been kind of a hot thing lately with, you know, the slew of remakes that have been coming out, and reboots and all this stuff in Hollywood. You know, the general question seems to be, why do they keep remaking films when all these great books are out there? You know, we had the Poltergeist remake this last year. You know, they're talking about now they're going to do another Pet Sematary. I mean, the list goes on. There's Ghostbusters, of course, which has stirred up a ton of controversy. Jay, I guess a good maybe question to start out is on that topic. What is your feeling overall on all these remakes that are happening?
Yeah, that's I personally don't go to see many remakes or reboots because I kind of understand why they're doing it. You know, the entertainment industry and Hollywood in particular has really been losing money as you know, things like Netflix and other forms of entertainment have come on board over the past decade or so. It's hard to make money on movies. So I totally understand why those big studios want to go and do something that's already been done, something they already know was a success, something that will make money. So I don't blame them for doing it. I just, for me, I don't have much interest in seeing the same movie again in with different actors or actresses. You know, I just don't have much of an interest in that. So, I could take or leave them, really. I would definitely love to see more new horror movies, new concepts, whether it's on television or on the big screen. But, you know, I don't blame the studios for doing them.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed on the head. It's about money. I mean, you know, that's really what it is. And you brought up a good point too with the whole Netflix thing. That's something I hadn't really thought about. I guess people, you know, people just the way they're consuming media. There's even a lot of movies that come out that you can go ahead and you can download while they're still in movies theaters, yeah. which is really interesting. Because I remember, you know, back in the day, my dad is a hotel manager, so I've spent a lot of times in hotels. And I remember one of the really cool things was going to the hotel and watching movies that hadn't come out to video yet. So it's kind of funny that you can, you know, do that now in at home. So
I'm not a film geek, and I'm not like an indie film geek where I say, oh, everything Hollywood sucks and everything indie is the best. But I'm really excited by a lot of the indie filmmakers these days, sort of the paralleling what's happening in the publishing industry. They're the technology and the skills required to make movies is much more accessible than it's ever been. And so if you have a vision and you're willing to put a little elbow grease into it, you can make a pretty good quote unquote movie for you know, not a lot of money. And there's a lot of really great stuff coming out of that. There are a lot of independent filmmakers who are starting to take a look at the independent publishing world. So I may be jumping the gun here a little bit, but I wanted to make sure to give a shout out to Horror Writers Podcast alum David Moody. He recently had his Hater book optioned, and I think that's going to go ahead as a film. So there's some really exciting things happening in that realm.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, that Hater had been optioned. So that's awesome. I mean, that's really, really cool. I know also that, you know, this isn't an indie guy, but, the Head Full of Ghosts, the book we're reading, it was optioned as well. So that'll be a new horror movie at least coming out. But yeah, I mean, you know, I know the topic isn't remakes. I don't want to stick on this too long, 'cause I want to talk about some books, but I mean, it can occasionally get done well. I think to me, you know, the big one that stands out is Dawn of the Dead. The Dawn of the Dead remake is awesome. I mean, that might be my favorite zombie movie. Another one to me is, and I know a lot of people shit on this, but I actually really liked the Rob Zombie Halloween movies. I thought it was a different take on that story. It was kind of cool to see Rob's perspective. I mean, the first one was okay, but I really liked the second one especially.
I think it's hard for people who have an emotional attachment to a film. I think that's where it gets tricky. So
yeah.
If, you know, part of your childhood was, you know, let's say you were 9 years old and you watched the first Halloween movie, and that was like the first real horror movie you saw, and you remember how you felt. Like, anything after that is going to be a letdown. It just will, you know? So if you have that kind of emotional attachment to a film, I think it's hard to even give a remake a chance.
I think for me, the funny thing with me with that is, you know, Halloween is that for me. Like, Halloween was the first horror movie that I really, really got into. But at the same time, Astro Creep 2000 is the first metal album I ever bought. So I guess I kind of have an attachment to Rob Zombie as well. So
that's okay. I dig Rob Zombie. I'm a fan.
I love White Zombie. I like the first Rob Zombie record, but other than that, I'm just whatever. Like, I love the White Zombie.
White Zombie, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, getting, I guess, shifting over here to the topic. So books we'd want to see in the movies. You know, it's kind of an exciting time right now, especially for authors. You mentioned David Moody. Of course, the big one about to happen is The Martian. I know that you did an interview with Andy Weir for Dark Arts Theater. And of course, Andy started out just blogging that book.
Incredible story.
His story is unbelievable. If you guys haven't heard Andy Weir's story, he's the guy who wrote The Martian, which is about to be a feature film. I believe it comes out in October, November, probably around the time this is going to air.
I think it's right around Thanksgiving. It's going to be the big Ridley Scott film. If you're not familiar with this story.
Yeah. So definitely go check that out. And we'll put a link in the show notes to Jay's interview with Andy. Cause if it's especially if you're an aspiring author, it's awesome. You know, speaking of Ridley Scott, he's also got the option for Wool by Hugh Howey, of course. Hopefully that gets made. It'd be great to see that, that movie get made as well. You know, Hugh is a pioneer in the indie writing scene, so it'd be great to see Wool get made.
And that first book, whether you don't have to be a fan of anything but reading to enjoy that first Wool book.
It's so good.
I mean, it's sort of dystopian, it's sort of science fiction horror. I mean, it's just really, really good. And if you haven't read Wool, you have to go read Wool.
So I think that we could probably start at Wool. Wool is probably, that's one book that I think you and I would both love to see in a movie, especially with Ridley Scott attached.
That was kind of my number one book I was going to mention. That's the one I want to see made into a film.
Well, I don't think we were going to necessarily do a countdown. I think we're just going to throw some back and forth. So, but yeah. Now, would you love to see Ridley Scott do it? I mean, I'm a huge Ridley Scott fan. So, I mean, from Gladiator all the way back to Alien, I love Ridley. I even love Prometheus, which a lot of people shit on.
Yeah, I'm a Ridley Scott fan too. Totally agree. I think he'd be the perfect choice for that film.
Yeah, it would be it would be awesome. It would be great to see. Hopefully it happens. I mean, he's got the option, so
although what I did learn from Andy that an option and having the film made is not the same thing.
No.
And that sometimes films books will get optioned for years and years.
Yeah.
And sometimes they never get made. So I think you know, we talked about David Moody. He signed a deal, and that's going to go into production. Okay. The Martian is already done, and that's going to be released. But yeah. Wool, I think, is still in that option phase period, whatever you want to call it.
Good point. Good. Thank you for clarifying that for people who are watching or listening who might not be very privy to the language. Not that I am.
I didn't know either until I talked to Andy. So.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, neither you nor I have had anything optioned yet. So
no, not yet.
But maybe eventually. So, but yeah, man. You know, I know there's a couple of books coming out that I loved. That as well that are being made into movies. I loved Ready Player One. I know that's not a horror film, but it was. I love that book, and it's really exciting to see that Steven Spielberg is going to make that movie.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth. I mean, not the movie, like the book didn't strike me. Like I just didn't get it. Mm. You know, like I liked it and being, you know, growing up in the 80s, I got all the references and stuff and that was cool, but I don't know. I didn't sort of connect with it, and I don't know if that's me or if that's on the book, but either way, I don't know how that would translate to film. I mean, what are your thoughts on? I mean, I know you love the book, so yeah. What do you think the film could do that the book wasn't able to?
You know, I don't know. Like, I love the world that he built. Mm. I thought it was really cool. I'm a huge fan of cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Which I actually have a cyberpunk book on my list that I'll talk about here in a second. But I think that the world will be able to be portrayed in the movie very well. I mean, because it's got that dystopian setting with, you know, the stacks of trailers.
Yeah, I was going to say the layered world. That was really cool. Yeah.
I thought that was really creative and stuff. And, but you know, the part that is going to be really difficult to translate to the movie is I don't know how the hell they're going to get all the licenses for all the references. And that's such a big part of the book.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just all the different things they talk about in there. But I don't know how it's going to translate to a movie. Honestly, I mean, it may be terrible, you know, but, you know, the book, I love the book. I mean, it resonated with me really well. And I never played Atari, and that was, I'm just young enough to where I like just missed Atari.
Okay.
But I still understood the references and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it'll be interesting though. You know, The Dark Tower is another one. I know you and I both want to see that get made. And it's looking like it's well on its way. But we won't go into that too much here because we talked about that actually on another episode. But as far as books that have not been made into movies or as far as we know are not optioned, you mentioned Wool. What's another one that you would like to see?
You know, I thought you were going to go sort of, you were going to identify some books that were more modern. So I kind of went in the other direction. And okay. I feel like Richard Layman is an author who has sort of been overlooked in that regards. I would love to see any one of his books made into a movie. Our buddy Keelan Patrick Burke, his style kind of reminds me of Layman. It's sort of very earthy Americana and like classic pure horror. And anything by Layman I'd love to see on the big screen.
I agree. His stuff would translate really well to movies, and he's got such a backlist.
Yes, you know,
that it'd be great to see it happen. You mentioned Keelan Patrick Burke. I have Ken on my list. I imagine you might as well.
Ken is brutally good. I mean, I could totally see that on the big screen. We talked about one of our faves, Matthew McConaughey. I could see him being in that movie in some form or another.
Oh, yeah, he'd be awesome, man. That would be that whole opening scene of that book. I mean, would just be if they opened the movie like that, you know, I could just see them having like this pan shot of just like this farm and stuff, you know, and just having like the blood all over the fence and all that stuff. Like, it would be brutal. You mentioned Richard Lehman, someone who talks about him a lot on his podcast that has a book that I really like to see in a movie is Dark Hollow by Brian Keene.
Oh yeah.
I think Dark Hollow, and I think that he has said that, I don't know if it's been optioned, but I think that he's been trying to get that made into a movie for a while. He's talked about it on his podcast. Mm-hmm. But you know, that book's got the whole, you know, kind of a small town, you know, Pennsylvania vibe and stuff, and that would be a really, really good movie as well.
Yes.
I would love to see that. What's another one you got?
You know, really the other one I thought of, and I guess this isn't necessarily a book to movie, but I would love to see an ambitious filmmaker take a crack at some Lovecraft. Maybe take, you know, Rats in the Walls or The Outsider or something that's really tight and contained and sort of extrapolate that out to a full feature film. I think that would be really cool. And it's not exactly a book to movie adaptation, but I think it'd be a really interesting experiment.
You know what'll probably happen though, before any of that happens, is we'll probably just get a remake of Reanimator.
Probably.
Yeah, seriously, that would probably happen. I haven't heard about that, but it would not surprise me.
Though. Yeah.
real quick before I forget, I did mention, you know, this is of course a horror podcast, but since the, you know, Ready Player One and Cyberpunk stuff came up, real quick, like one book I would love to see, like a series, and this actually would probably make a better TV show. Mm-hmm. But Codebreakers by Colin F. Barnes.
Oh yeah.
Would be awesome. It's kind of got a Matrix Minority Report vibe, and I love both those movies. I love Minority Report, and it kind of reminded me of that in a lot of ways. But that would be an awesome movie to see as well. Getting back to horror though, I got a couple more on my list. I'm a huge fan of Blake Crouch, and he, yes, kind of draws the line of, you know, the horror and thriller. Mm-hmm. Of course, Wayward Pines is recently a TV show. I'm not going to get into that because it just pissed me off more than anything. I don't even want to talk about it. If you haven't read Wayward Pines, please go read it. Don't watch the stupid show by M. Night Shyamalan or however you say his name. It's bad. So, but he has a book called Run, which I would love to see made into a movie. I don't know if you've ever read Run.
I haven't.
I thought the premise is actually much better than the book itself to me. Like, it's not my favorite Crouch book, but I think the premise would translate so well to a movie. It's basically about like half the world's population just all of a sudden just turns and starts like going after people and murdering them. And it's kind of slowly explained through the book what exactly happened, but it's basically about this guy just trying to get his family away, and they just hit the road, and all the stuff they encounter along the way, they end up like up in the mountains and stuff. And it's crazy. They have one guy in particular who is chasing them. It's almost got like a contemporary, like Mad Max vibe to it in a way. It's really cool. It would translate really well to a movie. Another one I've got on my list, of course, a lot of Clive Barker has been made into movies. But one that hasn't is The Damnation Game, which is actually his first novel. And I would love to see The Damnation Game as a movie as well. I think that would translate really, really, really well to a movie. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, Clive's done Hellraiser and, you know, Nightbreed and stuff. So,
right.
But The Damnation Game would be really, really cool and a little bit more... it's a little less fantasy for him and more straight horror. It was before he started going off doing Weave World and Imagica and the fantasy stuff. And it would just make a really good, just like straight up, like kind of thrilling horror movie. So,
Only other one I had that I didn't mention yet was Off Season by Jack Ketchum. I think that would be a great one too. Any Ketchum novel, I think, would make a great film too. So,
have you seen The Girl Next Door, the movie?
I have not.
Yeah, I haven't either. That book is amazing. Definitely one of the the creepiest books I've ever read. It's probably in my top two or three as far as scariest scariest novels I've read. But it's definitely in the top three. I haven't seen the movie though. I've been wanting to watch it for a while, but I heard it's done really, really well. So, cool. off season would be cool as well. Well, cool, man. That's about all that I've got. You got any final words or anything? Or
no, I think it's a pretty exciting time. It's an exciting time to be a fan of the genre. I think with, as we talked about, the technology being more accessible and having more options and players like Netflix in the space and maybe even Apple and Amazon getting into production, movies, television shows. I feel like it's a new golden age. So it's all pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I agree. And it's kind of cool to see how things are changing and, you know, kind of started with Netflix with putting the whole show out at once, which means they don't have to hook you on the first episode, which is really cool. They can kind of, it's more artistic. As we talked about on the Dark Tower episode, you know, how they're going to, that's the idea with that is to make it a TV show and a movie simultaneously. So it's really cool the way that, you know, people are starting to think outside the box on how we consume media. And I agree with you. It's a really exciting time. So,
yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that about does it for today. Jay, thanks for swinging by again and talking about some books we love to see in the movies. If you guys have any particular ones that you books that you would love to see in the movies, leave a comment below and we will follow those. And yeah. And really, Scott, go make wool. So, all right. Well, Jay, appreciate it as always. So see ya.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Horror Writers Podcast. If you have any thoughts or questions about today's show, please feel free to leave us a comment. Subscribe on iTunes and on YouTube. If you like us, please leave us a review on iTunes. The Horror Writers Podcast can be found on the web at thehorrorwriterspodcast.com. All graphics provided by Johnny Diggs at diggscreative.com. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode.